Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1463, using both your heart and your mind for success, and gift giving in the modern world, both by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world every day, covering personal development and growth, lifestyle, minimalism, and more. Today's author is the creator of the Kindness Diaries series on Netflix. Definitely check that out. But I'll keep this intro short, so let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Using both your heart and your mind for success by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. Flip the calendar, turn the page, wipe the slate clean, start fresh. Dozens of expressions have been coined to celebrate the feeling of starting from square one. Hey, that's another. And now that we're approaching the end of another year, it's time to engage in the time-honored tradition of making New Year's resolutions. Did you know that nearly half of the American population makes a New Year's resolution? You've probably made a New Year's resolution at some point in your life. I make one every year. But did you also know that only 8% of Americans actually achieve their New Year's resolution? That's a depressing number. I've been part of the 92% that's failed to reach their goal. Have you ever found yourself in the same boat? Let's imagine that boat. Without the engine, the boat will stagnate even with the best laid course. Without the rudder, even the most powerful engine will fail to push the boat to its final destination. The human heart is the engine of success. When you're truly passionate about achieving a goal, that passion and determination can push you to work harder than others can imagine. The human mind is the rudder of success, steering your efforts through a well-thought-out plan with defined steps and a clear endpoint. The heart and the mind are both essential and inseparable. I always had one of them in excess, but I only succeeded when I had both. Increase your chances of success with these strategies. Write it down. Like a fire that burns hot only to flame out quickly, maintaining your passion can be tough, and coming up with a plan takes time. One of the best tips I can offer is to sit down at the start and write down your goal. What do you want to achieve and how are you going to do it? A study by Harvard found that the 3% of students who wrote down both their career goals and their plans to achieve them ended up earning 10 times as much as other students a decade later. That's incredible. After writing it down, don't just tuck it away, put it on display. The constant reminder will keep your engine moving and your efforts pointed in the right direction. Involve other people. I also find I'm more likely to succeed when I involve other people, and I'm not alone. A study by the University of Indiana found that couples who went to the gym together were nearly 7 times less likely to drop out over the course of a year. Having a support system helps you fight through the times when you just don't feel like putting in the effort. Make it manageable. It can also help to break your one overall goal into multiple smaller goals. If your goal is to learn guitar well enough to play Hotel California by the Eagles, set goals to learn the chords first, then a great beginner song, and then a segment of Hotel California before ultimately learning the whole thing. It will feel great when you achieve the smaller goals and motivate you to keep going. And don't forget to track your progress. Looking back on how far you've come will help motivate you to keep moving. Reward yourself. Take the time to reward yourself at each milestone. When you reach your end point, you'll be part of that 8% that set their mind to something and actually achieved it. And you couldn't have succeeded without both your heart and mind invested in the process. Gift Giving in the Modern World by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. As we enter the traditional holiday season, our minds typically turn to gift giving. This year, rather than trudging through mall after mall in the Sisyphean task of finding the perfect techno gadget, exquisite item of jewelry, caterwauling child's toy, or iconic t-shirt, consider giving something that is truly valuable and unique. yourself. Now, I'm not referring to wrapping yourself in a bow or giving someone a large glossy photo of yourself. Instead, consider doing for someone that which only you can do or that you do very well and that they wouldn't normally be able to get from someone else. If you're great at something, do that for someone, even if it's a stranger. In fact, especially if it's a stranger. You may be thinking, I have no idea what I'm great at that people would want. Don't be afraid to push yourself and perhaps start with something easy. If you're good at your job, consider doing some aspect of your job for someone for free. If you're a banker, accountant, lawyer, massage therapist, doctor, nurse, carpenter, or some other kind of professional, then find someone who needs your talents and do some free work for them. You may find that what seems dreary in your normal workday takes on a much bigger meaning when done for someone who really needs it or who normally has no access to it. You may even find that doing so reinvigorates your interest in your work. Alternatively, look to your hobbies for inspiration. If you're a chess grandmaster, martial artist, football player, reader of philosophy, avid skydiver, or an excellent chef, then find some way to either teach your skills for free to those who want to learn or to make something great for someone who needs it. You may even find a whole new outlet for your passion or a whole new direction in which to take it, which can be truly exciting and, again, may rekindle the fire in your belly for your chosen hobby. If none of these thoughts inspire, then try something completely new. Volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, work a mental health phone line, deliver food to the poor, or find the nearest city and take on any one of the literally hundreds of volunteering opportunities that exist in most cities around the world. The internet certainly makes tracking down opportunities to volunteer your time and talents quite simple. Just Google volunteers needed and see what comes up. You may find unused skills and hidden depths you never knew existed. And this will be a gift not only for your recipient, but for you as well. You have the opportunity to grow as a person while helping someone else with something they need, and in some cases may desperately need. Nothing that you can find in a mall or on the high street can compare to the love and satisfaction you'll feel having given a real part of yourself. The point is that we all have something of value, something unique we can give to others. Finding what that thing is makes for a wonderful holiday season, both for you and for your recipient. Happy holidays. You just listened to the post titled Using Both Your Heart and Your Mind for Success and Gift Giving in the Modern World, both by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. And I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great Friday, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.